Since his election to Congress last year, Florida Republican Alan West has been a strong advocate for fiscal restraint and socially conservative values. He's also stirred controversy with his comments about Islam. He calls it not a religion, but a theocratic political ideology that poses a threat to America. NPR's Greg Allen has this report on one Muslim activist in South Florida who's devoted himself to challenging West's views on Islam.
Alan West is a former Army Lieutenant Colonel and a keen student of military history. He showed some of that expertise last year while he was running for Congress and was part of a panel at a conference held by conservative groups. In discussing the motivation for terrorist attacks, West launched into a history of conflicts between Muslims and Christians, beginning with Charles Martel and the Battle of Tours in 732.
You want to ask people what happened at Constantinople and why today is called Istanbul? Because they lost that fight in 1453. You need to get into the Quran. You need to understand their precepts. You need to read the surah. You need to read the hadith. And then you can really understand this is not a perversion. They are doing exactly what this book says.
Nizar Hamzi says it was because of those comments and others that he went to one of Congressman West's town halls shortly after he took office. Hamzi is the director of the South Florida Office of CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. The meeting was videotaped and posted to YouTube by a West supporter.
How you doing? You back? What you bring here? You brought a book.
Hamzi brought with him a Quran and asked West to defend his views on Islam. They quickly began sparring over history. Hamzi has attended four of Congressman West's town meetings and sought unsuccessfully to have a private discussion with him. He says he wants to talk to West about his views on Islam and discuss the larger context of the passages he sometimes quotes from the Quran. Hamzi says on behalf of South Florida's estimated 100,000 Muslims, there's another important topic he wants to discuss.
To make him understand that on the ground, discrimination and bigotry is real. And his comments are irresponsible, and it fuels that bigotry and intolerance.
Congressman West declined to comment on Hamzi's charges or on his refusal to meet with him. In a letter he sent to Hamzi, West says he's not anti-Islam, but he is concerned about what he calls the radical element of Islam that presents a dangerous threat to the U.S. Meeting with Hamzi, West says, would be, quote, further legitimizing an organization with questionable associations. It's in part to address those and other similar charges that Nizar Hamzi recently took a new tack. He applied to become a member of the local Republican Executive Committee. Hamzi is a registered Republican. As a devout Muslim, he says he's a social conservative. One of his first political heroes, he says, was Ronald Reagan. In attempting to join the Broward Republican Executive Committee, he says he was trying to carry a message.
There are Muslim Republicans out there, and we do support you, but we want your support as well. We want you guys to, at minimum, not engage in stereotyping and baiting of Muslims.
As with his effort to meet with Congressman West, that attempt ended in failure. He was the only candidate out of 11 asking to join the committee who was rejected that night. The chairman of the Broward Republican Executive Committee, Richard DiNapoli, says it's unusual for candidates to be rejected, but that committee members were well aware of Hamzi and his history with Congressman West.
I really don't think this has anything to do with religion. It's just that this was a widely known circumstance where he had made statements against Alan West, and the members reacted to that.
CARE officials say they have good relations with other Republicans, but that in South Florida, at least, the Republican Party and its Tea Party supporters have made Muslims feel unwelcome. But Nizar Hamzi's not done trying to change things. He says he's planning now to seek approval from state party leaders to start a Muslim Republican club in Broward County. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.